Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric, who is right here in Silicon Valley. In fact, he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You know, more destinations and attractions are opening back up. Thankfully, more people are vaccinated. And is travel on your agenda for this summer? Or maybe you're planning a trip for next summer? Well, today, Eric and I are going to show you how planning for retirement is just as important as planning that next vacation you want to take. Here's the phone number to remember today, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. You can call for a complimentary appointment, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. And yeah, it's I thought next year was gonna be the insane travel year, but this year may be kicking into full gear. I mean, I think this one's gonna be probably more domestic, and then next year will probably be the crazy international travel year when things are easier to travel. So yeah, it's fun to plan those trips, but you gotta have the money. And lots of times, if you just take a little bit more time to plan the money, you'd actually have more trips.
That's true. So true. You know, my problem is I'm like, oh, we don't have the money, so I don't even think about it and look into it. And I should, just like people think, oh, I can't retire now. If they come in, talk to somebody like you, Eric, who is a retirement planner, they might be able to retire sooner than later. So you're so passionate about helping retirees, and you always talk about how we have to have this written plan as we journey into retirement. Explain what that is, and then we'll talk more about our topic on the show.
Well, just like, you know, if you're trying to go on a trip and say you want to, you know, go maybe to Disney World or something like that. Well, you got to have airfare, you got to have hotel, you know, get tickets and, you know, find out all the current rules and all that stuff, right? So you got to do a little bit of research. Well, same for retirement. You got to have some basics. You have to have income. I mean, without income, you're just unemployed and, you know, not so good, right? So you got to have that income there. You have to have investments, of course, but you need to have investments maximized for how you work in retirement, not while you're in accumulation phase, which is very, very different. You have to minimize taxes. I mean, that's gotten to be a bigger and bigger chore and bigger priority for most of us. So, you know, those are the big three. And then, of course, you got to figure out how you're going to have health care, especially if you're going to try to retire before 65. And then lastly, you know, legacy, who gets your stuff, make sure it's all in the right order. So those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want people to worry less about retirement and money and more about how to get there and how to have fun and which ride to go on first. Right? So.
And while we're talking about fun, most of the time people spend more time planning for a vacation than their retirement. Why are we so guilty of this, Eric?
Well, how much time do you think about going to the dentist? You know, about eating right, all these other things. Yeah, those are stuff you should do. Those are no fun. The stuff that you want to do, now that's fun. Right. So yeah, that it is always more exciting, more interesting to say, oh, hey, you know, let's go on and TripAdvisor or whatever. Let's figure out what all the cool destinations are and let's go here and there. And yeah, it is kind of ironic that people spend so much time planning all that. And if they just spent a little bit more time planning their finances, they could actually go on more of those trips. And, you know, so, you know, there's a lot of different things that you want to look for is, you know, having a plan, knowing how to get there, knowing what you're going to do there, maximize your time, you know, because if you're worried about all this stuff and you're trying to do it last minute, it gets really, really tough to do it. You know, especially nowadays with a lot of the COVID restrictions and shutdowns, you know, you may find out you had to reserve stuff way ahead of time and then you can't even do it. The crazy one right now is, was it Kauai where they're renting, you know, U-Haul trucks instead of rental cars because they're cheaper.
I've heard and that.
So,
people are driving around in U-Haul trucks.
Yeah. So if you waited to the last second, try to find a, you know, rental car, oh my gosh, you know, you might have to be buying a used car and selling it on your last day of your trip just to be able to get around the island. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to do that, you know, and sadly, I see that with, you know, retirement. Sometimes people go, oh, well, you know, I'm, you know, 59 now, so I'm going to start really putting some money away to save for retirement, you know, in a couple of years. It's like, doesn't work very well then. So yeah, you got to plan this out ahead.
Yeah, that's my husband and I. You know, we're playing catch up because we were, you know, just not putting enough away all while we were raising our kids. There are a lot of articles on travel planning, of course, you know, and even articles on how to save for retirement. But for the travel, here's some of the tips. And you just basically said these: make a budget, okay? Book that trip well in advance. You might be able to get some good deals there. And then I like this one: open a high interest savings account to save for travel. And I like that. So how can we apply some of these tips to retirement planning?
Well, good luck finding a high interest savings account right now, but it is so good to have a fun fund. And so nothing wrong with that. And even in retirement, a lot of times we'll you know, ask people, say, okay, what kind of, how many trips you think you want to do and how many adventures, what do you think the budgets will run? And so that way we can actually build that into that plan. So yeah, it's definitely good to have some money set aside for it. And, you know, lots of times, yeah, if you're booking a lot farther out, you're going to get a lot better deals for sure. But knowing what you're going to go when you get there, I mean, little things like, you know, hitting a convenience store, so that way maybe you get most of your breakfast stuff and you can just do it, you know, in your room before you leave. You know, there's all sorts of little things you can do to save some money. Or if you can go hiking, you know, buy some food to, we were in Kona when I was finishing my 50 miles in all 50 states in February. And, you know, we actually ended up going to not only buying bread and sandwich stuff, but we actually bought a little tiny cooler. It was like a collapsible cooler that had little blue ice stuff that you can stick in the freezer. And so that way we had some cold drinks and, you know, the sandwiches stayed good. And so when we went on a hike, hey, you know, we had everything there. And so, you know, that's the nice thing is if you can kind of go through a list and say, okay, here's all the stuff we need. Now let's try to not buy the stuff there, you know, buy the sunscreen and, you know, before you you know, get there before it doubles in price or triples, you know, all those types of things. And so, you know, one of the things we've done for our clients and everybody listening to the show today is we actually have a great checklist that you can kind of score yourself on retirement. And so you can see, hey, okay, if I'm on my destination, on my way there, you know, how many of these things have I done and how many things have I forgotten about or neglected to do? So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184.
So, Eric, everybody kind of has their own idea about their dream vacation. Same thing with retirement. You know, everybody's dream is their own. How do you approach planning with people so that their plans, you know, can fit with their goals and their dreams for retirement?
Yeah, that's always a tough one because, I mean, I literally had one lady who, she could get by in $2,500 a month. I mean, her house was paid off. She just liked to hang out, do gardening and other stuff and nothing that was very expensive. And, you know, it seemed pretty small amount. So we tried to make sure she had a little bit extra. But then I also have some clients that can't live on less than $10,000 or $12,000 a month in retirement, right? So, you know, it's just what kind of things they're doing, right? Is usually the answer, right? So it's how crazy are they? Well, you know, do it on vacations? Are they doing, you know, business class or first class? Or are they just doing economy? You know, all those types of things. How many trips they're going to take? Where are those trips? You want to have a little bit of talk and a little bit of, you know, things that you're going to do. But in reality, you have those go-go years where these 5 to 10, 15 years that you do all the stuff, all that bucket list stuff. And then you tend to slow down. You take a little bit less trips, more time with family. You know, having that in a cohesive plan that says, okay, here's how much money I need to live on. Here's how much money I need to have some fun and enjoy life. Again, we want to have you worry less about retirement and more about having fun, enjoying life. And the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Hey, we're so glad you joined us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial here in Silicon Valley, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric is here to guide you. He's passionate about helping retirees. Now, every single year, you know, we have the change of the seasons. And when spring arrives, oh, it's so wonderful to see everybody being outdoors, and things have to get done on that spring cleaning list. You work in your yards, maybe you have to fix the gutter, clean out the garage, whatever. And there's some kind of a sort of a sense of accomplishment when you can check items off that spring cleaning checklist. Same with your finances. They deserve that same attention as your home. But Eric, before we get into that, that's what I want to talk about. I want to know if you have any big projects that you have to tackle this year.
Well, nothing really huge on project wise, but we always, you know, replant the garden. You have to got a pool, so you gotta, you know, clean off all the pool stuff, you know, all the patio furniture and all that stuff, get all the dust off and rain off stuff. So, right. So, so it's mostly about that. But, you know, it's always good to kind of clean the garage every once in a while, right? And do those things that, that you've been waiting for. And, same thing with your finances, right? I mean, you gotta be checking out that too, and making sure, you know, there's no dust or there's a no problems or leaks or anything like that, right?
So, Eric, let's talk about why this is so important to double check our finances on an annual basis.
You know, it's kind of like if you're just driving anywhere with a GPS nowadays, right? You want to make sure you're still in the right direction. It's not having to constantly say recalculating, do U-turn, right? That's not good. Or make sure you have the right directions in there in the first place, right? So sometimes you think you might be heading one way or wanting to go someplace, and maybe you now don't. That's really the reality of retirement is, a lot of times you have one set of plans, and then as you get there closer, it changes. I mean, I'd say probably at least a quarter, maybe up to a third of my clients end up actually relocating where mm-hmm. where their kids are, not really for their kids, but more for their grandkids, right? So if the grandkids move away, they may want to move to that same state. They may have planned to move away, and their kids have grandkids here now, and they don't want to move now. So, that's one of the things that you have to be looking at is, those things change over time. So the nice thing is if you have a plan, you can go back and say, okay, are we getting, closer to this goal? Are we on track? Is everything right? Is everything going well? Or is there some sort of issue? It's kind of like when you check out your sprinklers on the lawn, is it doing the street or, your grass, right? so you want to make sure that stuff's all pointed the same way. And same with your financial plan is, really sitting down and every year looking at that and saying, okay, are we heading in the right direction?
Okay, so that makes me think every year we like to have a big patio party. And so, the day of the party, we're running around and I'm doing so many things in the kitchen and I'm ordering my husband around, Bobby, go downstairs and do this, da 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 da. And I finally decided what I need to do is have a checklist on the refrigerator ahead of time so he can just check it, because he always says, I feel like you're just ordering me around, and he gets kind of mad and, it just gets heated up because you're on a time frame trying to get everything done. So I decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put up a checklist and say, here's all the things that need to be done, and just go to it, check it off as you go through all the things. You mentioned the checklist on our retirement plan. Tell us what that's actually going to look like. If you could go into more detail, please.
Yeah. So, one of the things that people can do is they can actually, text us and we'll send you a copy of a checklist. It kind of gives you a score and just goes through, all the various things that you should have, some sort of plan or have done something with. Now, you may have not done all of them, most likely not, right? But is that, I believe there's 34 items on there and stuff. So, are you 10 out of 34 or are you, 25 out of 34, right? I mean, obviously, we all remember back into getting those quizzes in school. Hopefully, what's a passing grade and what's not. So, how close are you to actually passing that score? And, the big thing about that is just making sure you get all that stuff done. I mean, often I run to people that, they still I mean, I just ran into some people last week. They still haven't done will or trust, and their kids in their 30s now. I'm like, well, mm-hmm. at least you don't have to worry about the guardians. So
that's right.
You know, but you know, the kids have been around for 3 decades, and you've been meaning to do this. it's time to do some of these things. So you know, that's the nice thing about a checklist, is it at least tells you, okay, I've done this or I haven't done this. And then at least knows, you know, at least it bugs you enough, right, to say, hey, this is something I have to get done. And just sometimes knowing that you haven't done it is one of the big keys. So, you know, that's one of the things that if you wanted to get a copy of that checklist, all you have to do is, you know, give us a text at 800-454-1184. Just text the word checklist. Pretty easy. Text checklist to 800-454-1184. Or you can also go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you can request Eric's book too, Worry Less Wealth. He would love to give you that book as well. So we just thank you so much for listening. We're talking with Eric Heckman today of Heckman Financial about all the confusing and high-risk strategies that you're going to be bombarded with in retirement. And Eric can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation one-on-one if you would like. And that will be a complimentary discovery visit. So again, take him up on this. That phone number, 800-454-1184. And thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We're talking about spring cleaning, you know, on a yearly basis, what we do to make any repairs that maybe Mother Nature has done over the winter season. But how can we know, or is there a certain sign we should look for that tells us, ooh, it's time to update our retirement plan?
Let's see. Well, if you have more than two 401ks, that's probably a good one.
Okay.
If you've got, you know, a laundry list of old employer plans laying around, anytime you change your employers, you should be really looking at the benefits and looking at, you know, what types of allocations you can have in that new plan. Or if your existing company changes plan, I mean, that's for sure. So those are some easy signs to say, hey, we should be doing something there. So one of the things that you want to do is you want to minimize your taxes, not for 1 year, but over your lifetime. And so that's one of the big keys to doing when you're looking at tax planning. So, you know, again, that's something that, you know, we can help people with. We can help them get that minimization of that taxes and, you know, hopefully extend that income actually a lot longer in life.
Eric, would there be any of the age milestones that would help us decide we need to check in on our finances?
Well, certainly like 59 and a half, right? That's when you can finally touch your retirement assets, and you can actually move money out of your existing 401k to an IRA and have a lot more investment options. So that can be a big one. 62 is the early time for Social Security, but ideally you want to wait longer than that. You know, the other big, big one, which probably I'd say most people are still retiring at, is actually 65. And, you know, that's because that's when you get Medicare. So even though your Social Security age may not be till 66 or 67, a lot of times, you know, hey, I can get my health insurance now. Let's get out of this job and, you know, go off and have some fun. So that's a big milestone for sure.
Right. Now, sometimes I think people think it's just going to be intimidating to talk to a financial professional. Tell us what your meetings are like so our listeners can understand, and just paint that picture of what they could expect when they come in and see you.
Yeah. So, I mean, for most people, especially from radio listeners, often we just do either a Zoom or a phone call for, you know, 15, 30 minutes, just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns are, you know, and then we can set, if it makes sense, we can go to the next step, which would be actually creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, it's something we're usually charging $1,500 for, but right now we've been, you know, waiving that fee. So, you know, that's something where we can have you then sit down and go through all the issues that you have, the income, the investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. So what we do is we just tell them that straight up. We just say, hey, here's some areas to fix or some areas you should look at. And, you know, it's up to you then if you want to work with us or not. So we're not some sort of high pressure sales place. We're not going to even ever, you know, do any applications in the first two meetings. So, you know, that's something if people want to, you know, sit down and talk to us, all they have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, you can just leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, some spring cleaning tasks are better to just leave to the pros, and it's no different in retirement. We'll talk about that coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. So some of the tasks on your spring cleaning checklist are going to be small. You know, some of them are going to be a little bit bigger. You might need to call in a pro to help you out. No different in retirement. And so that's where I want to go next, Eric. Explain the impact that having a financial professional can have on someone's retirement plan, please.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do around the house on your own, but there's some stuff you probably don't want to do. Not a big fan of doing concrete on my own if it's any sort of big thing, because you have to do work fast. There's a lot of stuff that a pro can do it in seconds because they've got the right tools, where you're trying to do it without that tool and it takes you, you know, so much longer, right? And then you also don't realize that there may be some tools you don't even know about. I mean, there's some kind of cool tools that sometimes, if you ever go to these tool stores, you know, channeling my inner Tim Taylor.
Yes,
right,
yeah.
That you kind of go, oh my gosh, that's cool, right? And, you know, you wouldn't really need it, right? But if you're a professional doing that, you probably have one of those. And so it's something where, does it make sense for you to do it on your own or not? Lots of times people say, oh, well, you know, it's just, you know, picking the index fund and you're set, right? And, you know, it's a very simplistic way of saying it, but, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, you don't need to go to the doctor. You just pick a medicine and start taking it. That doesn't make sense.
No.
But it's funny. But people say the same thing about, you know, financial stuff. And so, you know, that's why, you know, really having a professional, having somebody sit down and saying, okay, hey, you know, this is what you should be doing. This is how you should be changing. You know, it doesn't matter how much you know about finances and do, there's still stuff you can learn. I mean, that's why, you know, people like Tiger Woods or, you know, any professional sports people have coaches and trainers. It's not that they need to know how to do it. They just need to make sure they're doing it the best they can. And, you know, and that's, I think, one of the big problems that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, they don't know what you don't know until you realize you don't know it. And so, right, how do you not know what you don't know? So once you meet with a financial professional, I mean, I've talked with some people before where it's like, oh my gosh, you've got all this money in a taxable account and you guys could have been putting $14,000 away, seven each, for into Roth for the last 5 years. And sometimes they've even had a financial advisor. And it's like, why has nobody been telling you to make this money tax-free? I mean, there's no downside of having tax-free money versus taxable money, right? So, you know, it's just some of these things where people just don't realize that they didn't know what they didn't know. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the big keys is just, you know, it's just like anything you do in life. If you have some second pair of eyes, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, you think you typed up something and it looks all good and then somebody finds a couple corrections, right? And you know, it's just always better to have somebody else look at something and give you a second opinion and, you know, really tell you where you're at and make sure you know that you're doing it right, or you may find out you're doing some stuff wrong.
Right. At least, you know, we value our home, so that's why we like to keep it up, you know, and spring seems like a really good time of year to just sort of refresh and do everything. Same thing with our money. We all value our money, but the way some people handle their budgets might show otherwise. I want to talk about this, Eric. When you dive deep into asking your clients what they value most, is that budget discussion difficult?
I don't know if they just have no clue. They just don't want to face reality. Probably the most stark one I had recently was had a couple come in and Their take home pay combined was about $14,000 a month, and she said, or maybe it was $13,000, but she said, "Yeah, we need only about $6,000 a month to live on." And I'm just looking at their take home pay and going, "Well, so you guys are putting what $7,000 away a month?" She's like, "No, we don't have anything in savings right now." Yeah, that's why we had to take a 401k loan and stuff. And it's like, okay. Well, how do you think you're spending? And then the husband, who's an engineer, goes, "I did the math, and I think we need $14,000 a month."
Oh,
so with a married couple is, difference of monthly income need is $96,000 a year. That's a little bit different, right? So she obviously had no clue what they're spending, what they're doing. And, that is kind of a scary one. So the only way I've ever found somebody to, the only truthful method to really know this is you take your last 12 bank statements, you add up all the withdrawals, and you divide by 12. That's the no BS. That's the no lying to yourself. That's the no nothing. That is how much you really spent. And assuming you're hopefully paying off your credit card every month with that checking account, it covers all credit card spending, right? Because you wrote the check from the checking account. And so, yeah, that would be your real number. And it's going to be a scarier number than you believe. And so, so that's one of the things that you want to do is, you need to know this stuff and you need to know it soon, because if all of a sudden you're thinking you're only going to need, like she's thinking she only needs $6,000 a month and, between Social Security and a little bit of a pension, she's like way more than fine, except for she's spending 14. Now, I mean, like we figured out about $3,000 of that was their two adult children living in their house where they're paying for their, cars. They're paying for some golfing thing. One of them's they're paying for a lot of stuff, right?
So, yeah.
So that's some of the things that you have to say, okay, hold on, is this really what we should be doing for our finances for retirement? Or time to have them be on their own, right? One of the reports we could actually send you is how can you make sure your money lasts as long as you do? That's a really super critical item, right? You don't want to outlive your money. So if you want to get a copy of how to have that money last as long as you do, we can text, if you just text us the word money, we'll send you this link to download this report. And so again, text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about spring cleaning and comparing it to cleaning up our finances every year. Of course, we do the spring cleaning to keep our home from falling in disrepair, right? And we have a checklist. We want to make sure that we keep our home up. We might get to a point, though, where we can't do those things on that spring cleaning checklist anymore. And to that point, we want to pass things on that we value to the next generation. So I want to get into estate planning. How do you help ensure that retirees have legacy and estate plans in case something happens to them?
Yeah, that's always a tough thing because we don't do the actual legal documents, but we're kind of more the one who's pestering them or annoying them and saying, "Hey, get this done." but one of the things we do help with for sure is looking at all the beneficiary designations. One thing that a lot of companies have added in the last 5, probably 10 years, it sounds like a disease, but it's called perstirpes. And so it's a Latin term that basically perstirpes means versus per capita, says it goes down your lineal descendants and then up and over. And why is that important? Well, say you lost, you pass away, but one of your children had already passed away and they had grandchildren for you. If you just left both kids as beneficiaries, and you had not fixed this, it would just go straight to that one child and your grandchildren would be left out. But if you have perstirpes on there, it says, if this person's passed away, it's going to go down to their descendants if they have any, and then up and over. So, this is why you need a plan, right? All this stuff is just really saying, okay, how are we going to tackle the spring cleaning, or how are we going to tackle, making sure you have what you need to do for having a successful retirement. So, what you want to do is have that income extended. You want to have that tax minimized, that investment maximizer, navigate through that healthcare dilemma and have a template for legacy. And what we do is we create that all those five areas in the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something we're doing at no cost right now. So it's something where all you do is you set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We talk, we find out what issues you have. And then we can proceed to that next meeting where we actually show you all the things that you have in your plan, whether or not you've written them down or not. They're there. And then we'll run those out and see if there's some issues and some things you should fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or somebody else. Yeah, it's really incredibly important to get that data, get that knowledge. So yeah, if you want to take that time to really take care of yourself, why don't you give us a call? You can leave us a message and we can set up a time at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this weekly show with the hopes in answering your questions about retirement. That is Eric's goal for you, to help you worry less. So, all right, you know you're in store for some big changes when you head into retirement, and avoiding any common mistakes can make your retirement that much better. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. We have a list, things that you should not do when you retire. So it's kind of another top five list from lovetoknow.com. You have them for us, too. Why don't you list them in the Dave Letterman style?
Yep. The fifth one is enjoy retirement, but don't be undisciplined. So really what we're talking about here is just keeping some sort of structure, routine. You know, it's kind of like when you're on vacation and the first couple days are okay because you're kicking back and relaxing. And then after a while, you're like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? For a lot of my clients, I'll always tell them, you know, we're not going to be able to meet probably for 6 or 9 months after you retire because you're going to be too busy. And people are like, no. And then they get involved in, you know, charities or groups or, you know, hobbies or whatever they are. And it is good to have some sort of routine. You know, I think the ones who don't have a routine are having a really tough time because, yeah, then it is, you know, what am I supposed to be doing each day?
So we're going through top five things not to do when you retire. This is from lovetoknow.com. That was number five. What's number four?
This one's probably a really good one, too, is don't immediately downsize your home. People I have seen make this mistake is, yeah, you quit your job, you come up with a new routine, then all of a sudden, you know, you move to some other place, right? And now you don't have the same friends and you don't necessarily have, you know, the same maybe, you know, organizations or groups, depends on how far away you move, right? Kind of crazy thing I've seen a lot of right now is, with the COVID timeframe is some people are moving to those vacation spots or those retirement spots early, because if they're going to work from home, might as well work from home where they want to be. So I've had several clients do that. And so that's kind of a more interesting way to go. But, you know, I think a lot of times the answer is just, you know, maybe if you can structure it right, you know, rent your house out, go move in that new place but keep your house here. And then that way you don't give up your property tax basis and everything else. And then if you move and you find out, no, this area sucks. You know, I don't want to be here. Or, you know, you move to Arizona and you go 120 and the summer is not fun, right? So, you know, or you move to some other place where there's snow and you realize you don't want to have snow on your front lawn. Well, then, yeah, then that's when you might want to come back. So, again, if you're going to downsize, don't sell that house quite right away.
Okay, don't do it immediately. What would be some other major decisions that people should maybe talk to somebody about before they pull the trigger?
you know, if they're going to be selling that house or doing something with that house or planning on doing anything with that house, you really want to develop that plan while you're still working, because it's really tough to refinance or do stuff once you've initially retired, because you don't have your retirement income totally set up and you don't have a history of it. So, you know, the third on the list is don't neglect your estate planning. You know, you want to make sure you've got all that place, you know, all that stuff, you know, who gets what, but also, you know, who can do stuff in your you know, financial decisions if you're not able to, right? I mean, that's a big one. And then, you know, if something happens to one of you, you know, is the other one going to be okay? How are they going to get by? Do they know where the money is? Do they know where all your accounts are? You know, there's a lot of things that can go in there and really mess up people's plans. And especially if it's the person who took care of most of the finances that passes away first, how's the other surviving spouse going to be able to do stuff? You know, do they know anybody to talk to? Do they have somebody in as a backup or not? Because I work with some clients where they mostly, you know, one person in the couple does most of all the stuff, but if that person passed away, the other one would be totally clueless and need a ton of help. So, you know, you want to figure all that out beforehand.
You're listening to Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he is here to help you worry less about your retirement so you can focus on having fun. That's his goal for you. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Right now, we're going through a top five list of things to avoid when you retire. This is from lovetoknow.com. So we are ready for number two on our list. We're counting down 5, 4, 3, 2. What's next, Eric?
Well, this one probably should be for anybody, anytime. Don't be afraid to try new things. Get out there and do something new or do something you haven't done. And, you know, it can give a lot more purpose to your life, a lot more meaning. And who knows, it may be the new thing that you love to do.
Do you see a lot of that in retirement?
Well, I definitely see a lot of people start getting more involved in different stuff than before that they weren't as much. Sometimes it's they kind of did it cursory and now they're really gotten into it. You know, so sometimes it's that, but sometimes it's also just things come up and people say, oh, this sounds fun. And they start doing it and then they get really involved in it and, you know, really find a lot of joy out of it too. So, you know, I mean, I've got one person that was, she does bluegrass music. And so she didn't really have time to play when she was working, but she kind of got a little group together and, you know, they would do little tiny festivals or coffee houses or anything. They're never going to be a, you know, never going to get a record deal or anything like that. But they just did it for fun and a way to get out and go different places and see things. So just try it, right?
Ready for number one top thing you should not do when you retire. What would that be?
Well, that'd be a tough one, especially now, is don't let loneliness creep into your life. AARP says 45% of Americans over 65 are divorced, separated, or widowed. And so it gets hard to, you know, once you've gotten rid of that social network of all those people from your, you know, your job, and usually you also had a social network from the people from, you know, when you had kids and all the other parents. And so a lot of these social networks you had are now gone, right? Now I've got one client who's, she still monthly meets with a bunch of people she used to work with at IBM. And I think she's been retired now like 20 years.
Oh gosh, that's cool.
So it doesn't have to be just cause you left that company that you leave those people. So, you know, there's ways to, you know, kind of have a group that keeps going, you know, but, you know, definitely just going out there and doing things, right? I mean, going out there and, you know, if it's church, community group, something just to see other people, you know, get a new mix of people in your life and really just kind of stay involved and stay active, because, you know, that's the people who live longer, obviously, the ones who are, you know, involved and connected. And, you know, so again, that, you know, that's what we all hopefully want to have, is just a nice, enjoyable, you know, retirement that you're going to have a lot of fun with, that you're able to go do the things you want to do, whether or not it's, you know, sightseeing, travel, hobbies, you know, there's all these things. But, you know, start now actually figuring out what you think you want to do. And then that kind of give you some direction of where you may want to live or what types of monies you might need and, you know, how expensive things will be or not be, depending on how expensive that hobby is, right? And then what groups maybe you should even join now before you're even there. So that way, at least you kind of get an idea for those types of people. And and mm-hmm. start making connections. So, you know, again, though, if you wanted to, you know, get this and more, we actually have a checklist that people can also give us a call for if they want to just give us a call and leave us a message. Say, hey, can you send me that checklist? It's just kind of a way to score how many things you've got set up for retirement and how close you are and what things you haven't thought about. So, again, if you want a copy of that checklist, just leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirements. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to, you know, laugh at them or call them out of their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you. And you know, how can we prevent it? Right. And and so really what we're talking about today, it would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se. But, you know, when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who'd rolled all their money over and they had a lot of company stock and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say, you know, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids and it'd be a step up in basis and there'd be no tax due. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to that. And unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. You know, they're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, you know, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had too is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, you know, where the company, when they paid them out, they said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after-tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. You know, well, everybody likes money, especially if it's tax-free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA, and it could have been growing tax-free for the rest of their life. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners, so this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's checklist to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.